Wow, it's a full house and everybody's here. That's awesome. Okay, so a motion to approve the minutes if there's any changes. Does anybody have any changes from the minutes of July 25th, 2023?
I just have a question.
Okay.
So you had asked if there was a budget.
Oh, yes.
And there wasn't a response.
I brought it.
So it wouldn't be in the minutes. It would be addressed tonight, right?
Yeah, our yearly budget is $14,000. And so I've kind of got it broke out there, so.
And you know what? Maybe we can we'll discuss that when we get onto that.
And where do we, unless we're not, where do we get that money? Like, is that from recreation? Is that from event?
It's the city budgets that much into that fund every year.
Recreation is part of that. I mean, like, do we get some of the money because of recreation?
I'm sure it's out of the general fund.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We pay taxes, they put it in this fund.
And I would assume, well, and that's, well, we let's hold that for a second. No,
that's,
we don't.
Okay, that's a bigger question,
yeah,
which we could talk about.
And we will. We'll move that into when we discuss some of these other things. So any other questions or concerns about the minutes? No? Oh, okay. Okay.
First things first, get Ted a cookie.
Yeah, for heaven's sakes.
Which one?
Those are important
things.
I'm
telling you, got low blood sugar right now.
Make
I thought
sure
you were trying to get a copy of the bylaws.
Yeah, make sure that's in the minutes.
I would like a copy of the bylaws.
Okay. I think so that is on the minutes. That was part of the minutes, right? Okay, yep, I have that. Okay, so then a motion to approve the minutes as indicated on from July 25th, 2023.
Have we not seconded that yet?
Someone has to second it.
Okay, I'll second.
Thank you, Dallas. We have a second? On.
I thought you were calling for a second, so.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second.
Thank you. And a third. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes have been approved. Okay, so public works updates.
I don't know. Did you want to talk about the dog park and all that? There's really not a ton that's happened with it.
Well, there's a lot that's happened. It's just not a lot that's really happened.
So, well then, let me ask the yellow. Does that mean that the entire area is going to become a dog park? Because from what I've seen, it was just that fenced off to the east.
So we showed the plan a couple times. This is the existing dog park
right
here.
Yeah.
This area would become a small dog. This little teardrop would be a small dog park. And then this other area would be split. This kind of problem.
Okay. Cool.
So just been having continuous talks. And we got most of the bids on some pricing. So hopefully next month we'll have more information.
So this came up from Peter. I think he talked about the Wild Rose connection to the Bonneville Shoreline area.
Yeah, it was just that Facebook post, right?
Yeah.
And so you know, this has been problematic for a long time, right? So you talk to anyone that rides or hikes, and they'll mention this part of the trail system. That wow, that's like dangerous and.
Curse it.
Can we, curse it, and everyone walks it, and anyway.
I like how, I don't know, the baby head rock.
I like that addition of a little visual there. Yeah. That's pretty much what those rocks look like.
Do they have faces on them?
Sometimes you imagine that as you're kicking them.
And they watch you as you go.
Yeah, they watch you.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
So.
Do they turn?
So that's that 19% grade there. It's obviously a user trail. So city staff is working with Salt Lake City because they're going to finish the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. The black line here is the outline, the preferred alignment of the Bonneville Shoreline Trail. We'll get zoomed in here in a second. The orange part is the proposed connection that we want to do. That's a 2% grade connection to the BST. Now this has to have a approval like from the Forest Service with the environmental studies. So city staff's trying to work with Salt Lake as they're doing their portion of the BST to
Where's the border here?
Border?
Is this all North Salt Lake?
This is all North Salt Lake, right?
Okay.
Is that to that other slide, so you can see where the BST ends down here in Salt Lake. So this is the section they want to build.
And is that yellow line following the same path as the blue line, the user?
No, that part is right here, that 19%.
So where that yellow line hits, there's an overlooked bench. If you're going up Wild Rose and you're heading right and going up to the overlook on the right, not to the overlook.
So if you're looking at Wild Rose.
Yeah, looking at right, Wild Rose from the park, looking out towards the trails,
west. There's new homes being built in that circle right there off to the left of the map.
And if you follow any of these groups, there are plenty of volunteers ready to cut trail now.
Yeah.
And that's to say, if we don't do it, somebody might.
Unfortunately, because that doesn't help.
Go stake out a proposed trail and somebody will do it for you.
And that's why I said, if we can, like Bountiful City Trails Committee, they'll actually post updates to sort of allay and say, look, this is...
So anytime that comes up, I'm always like, yeah, we're working on it. Don't get out the shovels and
pitchforks.
So if we know it's 24 or 25, that's even enough information. But, I mean, we could even put, it's with the Forest Service right now. It's, just those little updates will just make those posts a little bit more fewer and less... A little bit like, we got to fix this now because someone's going to get hurt.
I know that, in fact, the question that came up on that one was actually, hey, do we need all these baby head rocks on this trail? Can we clear these rocks? And people will just go up there with rakes and just rake rocks off the trail.
Really?
Because
they will.
And my comment was, I don't know if those rocks are there for erosion purposes. I wouldn't touch it, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of, all the trails that we have, or a lot of them that are recognized, were user built. The majority were existing before, except for that BST that was all planned. But a lot of the other stuff was, well, I guess a lot of Wild Rose was planned as well. Anyways, there's plenty of user built trails, and if we're not on top of it, there's going to be more, including that peaks right there.
So I wouldn't say so much of pass it off to the Forest Service, but say, hey,
Forest Service,
this trail is not an approved trail. It's a user trail.
Not a trail.
So don't do anything to it. Try and find a different way around.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to happen is that they'll continue to use it, because if you say, you can't use that section, you can't access the BST from the Wild Rose trails.
Okay.
And so you'll end up with another user-created trail. So recommendation would be, we just keep the community informed. And if it's not a problem to just do that, if we have to close it because the Forest Service says, you have to close it, that's another issue. But if we can say, something's coming, it's with the Forest Service right now for approvals, we're planning 24, 25 fiscal year to get it completed. I think at that point, from a trails perspective, I don't know if there's one higher priority to fix the
disaster. No, that, 100%, that is the top priority. That was honestly a huge oversight in not making a usable connection. They paid all this money, put together all this plan, and left out like one little corner. And that's a, got a lot of people.
But this one gonna be called the Baby Head Bypass Trail.
We can call it, that's the fun thing about trails. We can name it whatever we want.
If you build the trail,
better than other things I've heard.
Will people actually stop using it? Because if I'm standing at that little junction there and I see a very short trail to the BSD and then the very long trail I'm probably going to take the shorter trail.
So usually,
not until you look at it and go, oh, short trail's like this and super loose and steep, and
well,
I'm not riding up that.
Gotcha.
And the other one is
the riders, but the hikers will be the problem.
Yeah, hikers will continue.
Hikers will say, hey, that's not a huge. The bikers will love it. The hikers will look at it and go there, and that's when you do put some mitigations in place. You put dead branches. You just totally make it so that if they're doing something, you bushwhack, and probably for the first couple months, you're going to have hikers clearing that trail off.
I do wonder though.
But like Park City, they have the fence post
ones
that they just place on the trail with a clear sign that says restoration area, and it seems to help.
Yeah.
So that might be the plan of attack as we finish that trail. Just good signage and clear, and you know, I'd like signage at the bottom of the trails, even keeping people off it when the mud's that deep. And I mean, I hike, but I don't hike when the mud's that deep. But I've seen people coming off and stomping their feet off, and for the rest of the season, we've got footprints. So I'd like to see signage to say if you're making a mark, it's closed.
Yeah, so it's sticking to you. Step off.
Draper does a good signage on that. Anyway, that's...
Would they adhere to that if they said that? No. Do you think?
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
There's no way to guarantee that everybody will, but it's part of it is about educating people about the trails. I didn't realize until I started using trails a lot and joined different groups that the soil here in Utah, when you put prints or tire treads through mud and then that dries, that dries as concrete in the summer, and then you've got a fixed print or tread.
Sure.
Even the current Wild Rose, you can go up there and
there's
you'll see tire treads, you'll see that. I mean, I was told by Bountiful Trails committee member that Salt Lake just hired 17 enforcement officers for their trails.
Oh, wow.
To deal with the issues on the trails. And we're seeing graffiti, we're seeing all sorts of vandalism to the trails, national parks, I mean, and it's just part of the trend where you got to do something for YouTube that's stupid. It's not going to get you on the blacklist. TikTok, sorry. But, YouTube, old school. But anyway. Thank you for the update. That was great.
Okay. Sure thing. That's all we had.
I have a quick question. Just out of curiosity, is there like a rotating schedule of like when the parks get maintenance updates, or is it like each park gets regularly maintained every summer, winter? Is there like a schedule for things? Because once people find out you're on the Parks and Trails Committee, they start telling you what park needs to get fixed. And
maintenance, as far as like updates, like to playground equipment, like we just did with the.
Not playground, but I'm hearing like people saying like, oh, this, you know, the trails in this park are getting kind of worn or anything, or it needs to be cleaned up or anything. Is there any kind of like regular schedule or routine that you guys follow that I can say, you know, don't worry, look into it.
We have our replacement schedule that we've shared with this committee as well. Got just things that you take care of that you sort of do.
Yeah, it's not. We're unfortunately, like staffing wise, we don't have a ton of staff with all the areas that we maintain. So a lot of it's like we get comments that come in and we take care of those comments. But we do have like a maintenance schedule. But to say that we go up on Wild Rose Trail and go through the whole thing once a month, we don't.
I
mean, we do the best we can to get to everything we have, but
so mind if I make a comment? So trails is one thing that kind of falls into a different category.
Right.
But our formal parks, if you have the public is approaching you about a park and there's a problem in the park, a broken piece of the playground or something in a park, you should direct them to TJ, or maybe you should call TJ.
Yeah.
Or John.
That's fine.
Because
I mean, we have those all the time.
Trails, though, are a different they're sort of in a different category.
Yeah, 100%.
Also, so they have park checks that they do. They have, they've got
ground inspections.
Yeah, they're cyclical, so they have to get those things where they inspect playgrounds. They do. They have to check the playgrounds every once in a while, so they go through and do that. But again, if somebody walks up and a piece of the playground is broken, our guys might even be there and not see it because, they're 27 and they're not going down the slippery slide.
Exactly.
I think that should be part of the job. That was job description. If you want this, you have to slide the slide. They already broke the zip lines.
Yeah.
We rely on people to tell us about those things, if they see it, we've had nasty emails that you didn't see a sprinkler head that was shooting out of the street. So we're there, they go, these guys do go check them, but we need people to tell us because kids, sometimes kids twist them. So.
You're not there at midnight when it turns on.
They twist it. You don't have
From a general standpoint, would it make sense for us to refer them to the online form, right? Do you guys get those routed to you?
Mm-hmm.
So that, because I have your email addresses, but I wouldn't necessarily go to the city page. And so if that's I'll.
Either way. If it's easy while it's on your mind to just email these guys and say, hey, somebody called me and told me this.
Unless it's an emergency.
That works. I mean, if it's an emergency,
But on the upside, I've had a lot of great comments about the rocks in the parks and the new playgrounds.
I've heard lots about the new playgrounds as well. Yeah, the new playgrounds are great.
We chose those. Is that what you said?
Yeah, for sure. Take credit for
it.
I do have a question on the trails, though. I always feel like we talk about the Wild Rose Trail, but I know there's others. In the city, is that the one that is the most traveled, I guess, or the one that seems to be the most popular?
As far as accessing the foothills,
mm-hmm.
That's really
it's kind of a network of trails, really. Okay. The Wild Rose
it
kind
of goes into all of it, right? Okay, because it is that's one that everybody
I would call it a trail system.
Well, I've been on a couple of them and I've been on, but it just feels like that's the one that the name everybody knows, so okay.
I mean, that's where the bicycle trails are.
Okay.
But we don't have anything really on the west side of the city, except for Legacy.
Yeah.
I mean, Legacy Trail, and that's paved, which is a little bit different in the wetlands.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
That connects.
Okay. Alright.
There are some, user-built trails accessible.
Well, I know that
those are Salt Lake City.
Well, and Bountiful
there's one coming off Woodbriar.
Oh, yeah. There are at least one. Or even
coming off the BST.
The BST, we're talking about the bottom of the shoreline.
Well, that's what they were talking about, because
it all kind of is
and
up there.
You have Porter's Landing if you want a trail on the water.
Yeah, that's right.
Good. All right.
My bike doesn't float very well.
It doesn't?
I have a fat
bike, tried
so it
works.
Yeah, get bigger tires.
Okay.
Be right upside down.
Anything else for you, John?
No, I'm good.
Okay. All right. Then discussion and consideration of the bylaws. And I would assume that's what this is in the back here. But who's doing that?
If we want to revise it, do we make recommendations to you?
So we put this on the agenda.
Okay.
So that you could discuss it, and if you felt like they were ready to be adopted, you could make a motion to approve them, or you could take more time. David put the initial draft together, and it's kind of gone through the staff, and so we've made a few changes to it as a staff, and then if there are things in here that you want to change, we should...
Was there bylaws before, or is this just...
No.
This is all new.
Okay. And all of our committees have bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
And the advantage, I talked a little bit about this in the last meeting, but the bylaws can add some structure. They can inform the members how to do things, like how to get things put on an agenda. They talk about attendance. It's just a way to more formalize some of your roles in the committee. David was good in putting pieces of the city's
ordinance that created this committee in the bylaws. And I think if you look at that, you'll see some things about why the committee, what the committee should be doing, why the committee was formed. So
that's the four.
Oh, I had that same question. Ms. Gina.
What was your question?
If we're gonna go line by line.
I was gonna say we have short ones. We only have six.
Well, let's just scribble that one out real quick.
Are we sure?
Yeah, I think we should.
Who?
We're not. We only have six, right?
Have we always had only six?
Yeah, we've had six. Yeah, we didn't have seven.
Seven.
Well, I guess seven if we count Ted.
Seven is.
He counts as the seven.
I think pretty much is the way we've been operating, to be honest with you, for the most part.
Yeah, it's just codifying what we've been doing.
Okay, good.
Do we need to clarify that the seventh member is the council rep?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I didn't get that part.
So.
Oh, there it is.
It doesn't say whether.
Seventh member of the board shall be a member of the governing body. Shall be appointed by the mayor.
Sometimes they.
Here's our opportunity to try and figure out a more clever name of the board, so it's not P-TAR.
So that's why I had another question, because it said the seventh member shall be a four-year term.
I just think it's.
So if we're saying the seventh member is council, then that's the intent, right?
Yeah, we just clarify it.
Oh, there, TAR. That's better.
What are you asking?
So the seventh member in one section is saying that it's city council. And then on the other one, as far as the tenure, says the seventh member serves for 4 years. So that to me reads as if the four-year term is the city council. So for the full term
of the council.
Of the council. And so is there, would there be an opportunity though, if, I mean, how long into your tenure in your.
Well, I mean, I'm up for election now, but I think it can be applied that that's.
Should I just say like the seventh member of the board shall serve just a term that coincides with their council duties? That's not the verbiage.
I think it.
You could even just say the seventh member is the council representative, and that's enough.
And then just take the rest out that says that the seventh member is a 4-year term.
Because the council could change it.
Because the council could change at any time. The mayor could decide, hey, we need to shake things up.
Appoint someone else.
I mean, it doesn't make a difference.
Yep, I like that.
All right, and now I'm going to Tammy to read the entire thing for us.
Are you kidding?
Dramatic reading.
Section by section.
Yeah, dramatic. We shout out an animal and you have to read it like Microsoft.
Articles. For Article 3, Section 6, it talks about subcommittees. It's saying that the subcommittee can include up to 3 board members. Do we want to say it has to have at least 2 board members or at least 1?
I think at least 1.
Yeah,
but I don't think it has to be 2. But.
So that was where my question, what size is the quorum?
Yeah, down Section 3.
Four. Oh,
4, 5, 4 or more.
Well, maybe we should.
If you go, yeah, Article 4, Section
3. So we are going to
start with Dallas on the right. He had a good point on the name.
All right.
I just never refer to it as that. I just call Parks and Rec. So.
Yeah, they do.
I just try. I discount everything else. I just call trails.
That's why I call P-TAR, because really I don't want to eliminate trails like David always eliminates trails. I'm not looking out for you guys.
Okay, this is part of the discussion.
Yeah, I mean, so are we talking about Section 5? Because that's
right now, we're going to start from the beginning.
What's the name?
Oh, so that's.
We just have the naming subcommittees. I'm the Parks and Arts. He's the Parks and Trails. And you're the Trails and Recreation. And
yeah.
So we all have our own little subcommittee.
And there's recreation.
Well, and that's, I mean, I could argue if we're talking about verbiage, you choose what's broad, and you could just, I mean, not to steal the name from the TV show, but it's Parks and Rec. Because recreation isn't, well.
But we're not Parks
right,
and Rec.
There's also arts and event, but I could argue that
recreation
includes
trails. What part of this is recreation?
Trails. trails and arts.
But we have recreation in the trail.
Peter likes it because it sounds like Peter.
I know, it's true.
Oh, like, well, this then is we my need committee. To change it.
Peter's committee. But it really is.
Is it so arts and trails is under rec? Well, that's easy then. So why not parks and rec if it's all in there? It's ragu.
Because they already have a department.
It's also a TV show.
Because they already have a department.
Yeah. So you would want to have it.
And that's not anything
department.
Vicious.
Yeah, so we don't.
But it would confuse.
That could be confusing if there's a parks and rec department and there's a parks and rec committee and they are not associated.
Yeah.
So maybe take out recreation and just have it the PAT. Parks, arts, and trails.
Or the PTA. Oh, wait, you can't do that. It's a school.
That's the same thing that actually
is it
ARP.
It's
ARP.
That was a movie. Yeah. I don't know if you all remember that.
What's the one that felt like Zap? Zapped.
There's a zoo arts and parks.
So it could be
we could put a zoo.
Trails, arts, and parks.
There's a zoo.
It's a funding mechanism.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there are people okay. Have
same
a
thing
Zap.
Is this the time to talk about funding mechanism for this committee? Is it the rec part that funds that where you pull this money from the general budget?
Well, I think budgeting is probably a different discussion, and it's more really a process. So for this committee, as you do your annual plan, which we've also talked about, you ought to make a budgetary proposal to the city council.
So now we'll have to have.
So you guys put the details of how much you think your activities are going to cost. If you think the $14,000 needs to be changed, you should. Consider ways to present that in your plan to the city council.
What's the typical timeline for those?
So, yeah, that's a great question. So, all of our committees are really presenting their plans to the city council in January or February of every calendar year. And that because the council starts to talk about budgets in March and April.
For the following fiscal year?
Yeah,
the
fiscal years are July 1st to June 30th.
Oh, okay.
And so it's a little confusing, but any
so
recommendations.
By the time July 1st comes around, that's when you're, okay.
Yeah, so we want to make our budget recommendations in January and February to the council.
Okay.
So that's really how the money gets decided.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I just said step out my eyes more. But the idea of kind of adding what I think walk back into was that gives you kind of an opportunity to say like, hey, we would like to put on this event, we'd like this amount. I think it gives you kind of the ability to say that, you know, fiscally what you need from governing body. So
can I ask a question then? Could we get that from you, Carmen? Could you look back and look at the budget of what we've spent before? Oh,
that's
all
right there.
Look at you. I should not doubt. Thank you so much. Because that's what we asked for last
yeah.
time, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
I've got a super simple recommendation for the name, which is that we just reorder the letters so that it forms something that we can say. It could be PART, PRAT, TARP. There's lots of them, but PTAR doesn't.
To who are we saying this to? PRAT or AT or PTAR? I mean,
to each other,
it's
to
just
the
internal.
Council.
I think it's a TARP because recreation.
I think it's Pratt because I like Chris Pratt.
I think it will always be PTAR within the group of the city. This is something Stan talked to me about 10 years ago. So
things
I'm
are coming
just
together.
Chasing it, but
we can do that. We can change it tonight.
Yeah. When he talked to me about it, he was like, "We call it sort of the like."
He
I
told
didn't
me it started
know.
With arts, and then that's why I got him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, the ordering's never really stuck.
Yeah.
And so.
But you don't have to have an acronym.
Yeah.
I mean, I know government loves acronyms, but we're not the military. You could just say, you're the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation.
What
do
well, and A could be activities, because we do those
like
things.
The
I mean, what
classes?
What does that actually come into? The Kite Festival, the Halloween.
Recreation, it sounds like.
But
I think we should.
Right? Yeah.
On this end of the table, we're talking about drop and rec.
We got to have one conversation.
Because we're not the rec. There is a rec department. We don't do. They have their rec programs, summer programs, sports and things. So we don't do a lot of rec in this. So if we just, it's Pat, and then it's a throwback to that bad SNL movie in the 90s. And Pat.
Gender neutral person or whatever it was.
So I mean, if the committee wants to make, you need to make a recommendation to the council, right. if you want to change this, because this was done by ordinances mm-hmm. and council, mm-hmm. and my recommendation, I don't disagree with you guys that recreation's a little bit of a vague term mm-hmm. when we have a recreation area. It's not really a department, but it's an area that Linda supervises, and we do have a recreation program. But what's missing, I think, is this idea of civic events.
Yeah,
that we do
events. Mm-hmm. Festival so we can call it Pete.
So, I mean, I don't know how Pita. You want to change that.
It's not called Pete.
But you can
parks,
think
events,
about
trails.
What would you, are you suggesting, like, instead of recreation, saying events, arts and events advisory
board? Yeah, because,
board?
I mean, that's, this committee yeah. does. Manage a lot of events. I mean, this is really your discussion.
Trails are parks,
the
Tate
committee.
Or we could just recommend that we break the Trails committee.
But where do we have these events? They're generally in our parks.
But they're events.
I think events is a little bit prescriptive, a little bit literal, and I don't really fan of it.
Right. We get by because we're gonna break some Tate.
We should be having events.
I mean, I think ultimately. I think
break
you can overthink this idea of the name.
because
the committee's activities are not going to change.
I want to make t-shirts for all of this.
Arts, Parks, and Trails, okay. I mean, Arts, Parks is what you've been saying. Arts, Parks, Trails is apt, and I don't know if anybody's going to call it APT, but APT, try it. See how it feels on your tongue.
APT?
APT.
That doesn't make sense.
If we change this,
like,
we should get your name
out. So true, just saying.
I like tap.
Maybe it's always, maybe here's the deal. Maybe it's always PTAR. I don't know. It sounds like we've got a discussion about whether the R.
Put this on the
tap. Tap is.
It's kind of like Zap. I like Tap. Trails, Arts, and Parks.
And it's the prioritization.
Madam Chair? Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we call it.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. So I don't know if we would need to add it now.
Okay, it sounds like we're going to propose Tap.
So that would be something you would propose to
Trails,
the city council.
Parks. Yeah.
Right?
Are we on one voice as a committee on that?
Do you need a motion?
Tap.
You want to do a motion?
Oh, I can. Yes, you bet. So I, hold on. Let me think how to say this. I'm making a motion. I call for a motion, right? Yes. Sorry.
Go ahead, Kyle. If you feel like it.
Oh no, she's
okay. You're up.
She's calling. For the
I don't care if you call for the motion. No. I call for the motion to propose that we change the name of PTAR, Parks, Trails, Arts, Recreation Advisory Board, to TAP, Trails, Arts, and Parks Board.
Advisory Board.
Can I make a recommendation on your motion?
Of course.
Can we make a recommendation to council? Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say that. I haven't finished yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that council member Ted Milton takes this to city council for approval.
And the purpose of this, pardon me, do I need to second that?
No, go ahead.
You're so clear on the purpose. I mean, purpose is more descriptive, and we really don't have any oversight, if you can call that, on recreation on this committee. Is that one reason we're changing it?
Yes.
Is that
one? Mostly because they hate the PTAR, so.
Maybe that's, so it's more clear.
That's the clarification that I think we've settled on, is that recreation is broad and doesn't, we actually don't do what the city defines as recreation in this community.
And it'll be better for branding and logo. We could do a PAP logo where you really can't do TAP, sorry, you can't do a Parks and Arts.
And instead of clapping in this,
starting to tell you know it's
TAP. TAP or PAP, now it's, my dyslexia is
never
PAP.
Okay, can I get a second?
I'll second.
Third.
Third and fourth.
I'll fight Peter.
Okay.
Over.
All in favor.
Aye.
Oh, any opposed? Okay.
But if somebody asks, we'll probably still say, you know, Parks and Rec Committee, you know. Parks and Rec.
So do we need to make motions or anything like that to change the rest of the language, or is it effective?
We have to wait till it's approved.
I think the council probably has to change.
For the recommendation along with that is to change the language.
But I think, I think you guys should keep working on the bylaws.
Yep.
And get them in a condition that you think they're ready.
So then I think what we should do rather than go through them is have everybody read them at the next meeting. We can go through and see if anybody has any changes rather than go through them piece by piece today. Is that okay? Well, we still have all these other things. I mean, I'm fine if everybody wants to do that.
We could leave this out to a very long time.
That is why Wendy sends these out.
I read them.
But did she send this one?
She did. I think that it was almost a week ago.
So I think we could probably work on it tonight after you do all this other come back around.
Okay, well, let's table this and come back to it then. So that's number four. We'll just move on and then we'll come back to four at the end. Just one second though, back to this, what we just did. So Ted, do you just take that to city council? Do you just put that and put that on their agenda for their next city council meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll take care of that.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably he's Ken not
and me. Yes.
And if they have better Ken. Ideas, we're open to that too.
Okay.
If they have cool names. It is their decision.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I know it has to be on the agenda so that it goes before them or whatever, so I just want to make sure that gets taken care of.
So as part of that, we'll just do a correction of the bylaws and have two drafts, one with the existing name and one with the new, if they need to change it by ordinance.
Well, these are a draft anyway,
these are drafts.
There's an ordinance that established the PTAR originally that the city council signed. So this is a separate thing than the ordinance.
Well, in the interest of saving the taxpayers money, will that cost them money to do all this? Because this is kind of,
they're meeting anyway.
So a question on that. So when all this goes before them, then when they, when new bylaws are done, does the city council sign off on the bylaws? Is that how that works?
I asked this very question
You can adopt your own bylaws.
Yeah. Oh, you can, okay. Yeah. And nobody signs the bylaws? Or?
If you want to sign them, you can.
I just wondered.
I think if
it's a legal act, not legal, but
no, it's so you can adopt the bylaws as a legally formed committee of the city council. The council doesn't want to tell you how to operate. As long as you're operating within the council's authorization that formed this committee, you can adopt any rules you want for your meetings. Meet as often as you want, as little as you want. I think it says you have to meet four times a year in the ordinance. You have control. You have control over how the board does its business, if that makes sense.
So Ken, we could just at the end of this meeting, or at the end of this agenda item, entertain a motion with any changes.
Okay.
And then we'll just have to, pending what the council does with the name.
And then we'll so the name seems to be more important because it's a city. City approved. Gotcha. Okay. All right.
Ted's very persuasive too.
I've been there. I've seen that. I have seen that. Okay. So moving on. So nomination and election of a vice chair. Do we have to worry about that before the bylaws, or can we go ahead and do that?
Bylaws yet?
Yeah, but where will we just deal with that next time?
Okay, perfect.
And then anybody who wants to think about whether you want to be a chair or vice chair, you can think about it.
Okay. All right. Okay, so number six, discussion and consideration of establishment of a subcommittee for trails. I feel like we've talked about this before. That's you guys. Kyle and Peter. You have a subcommittee for trails, don't you?
Unofficially.
Okay.
I don't know that we.
So is this on here to make that official? Like, do you need a roster or what? What's the action there?
So I think it's kind of windy thing, but I think it was pushing you because if you're putting in your bylaws, then you're kind of legally establishing it. Now you're saying this is what it is.
or it's kind of just a...
So let me just say a word, too, about this idea of subcommittees. So you can also form subgroups of your committee. Again, it's that's how you decide to do business. What we would prefer and what we think you shouldn't do is say, okay, we're going to have four people on the committee meet about trails, because then that's a quorum of this committee. And so you guys understood that, I think. We don't necessarily want to be subject to the Open and Public Meetings Act if some of you want to get together and do some trail work. We think you should be able to do that without posting it as an official meeting of the city. You know, we have staff meetings where we do the city's business, but we don't necessarily have to post those in public meetings. It's not that we're top secret or anything, but you know, we just want to efficiently do the city's business.
It becomes cumbersome,
right?
It's cumbersome. Some of those.
You know, if you had to post to something every 24 hours ahead of time, and unlock the doors, make sure the public's invited, it's tougher. So
I think that part of the advantage of making a motion as a committee about the formation of subcommittees is that we identify who the committee members are, and by extension, who is not on that side.
Absolutely.
So, simple.
Yeah, if you want to form a subcommittee, you ought to do it officially at your level. And I think it's important to say who's on it, who isn't on it, and how those committees are going to operate. I think one of the items on here, item 8, is really getting at the idea of, if you have a subcommittee, how is that subcommittee going to interact with the full committee? Are you going to give them time at every meeting, or are you going to give them time once a quarter? Or just how do you want to, the whole idea is we want to stay organized enough so that we can work effectively.
Well,
and my suggestion is maybe you don't need every subcommittee to report to the group at every committee meeting.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, I don't know. I mean,
it makes the meetings a little shorter.
I'm kind of a newbie in this.
So how I've done it on other boards, because there are subcommittees on other boards.
We really don't have subcommittees on our other boards. We have, like your board, in the Health and Wellness Committee, we have different folks with different skills. So, you know, we have the director of an addiction recovery center on there. We have a nurse on there. We have two nurses on there. So
these are on the advisory board.
And they're on the advisory board. And so they have different areas of expertise and different areas that they care about, just like you guys. And so they haven't formed subcommittees because they don't need to, because we function as a group, but they definitely have areas of interest that they care about.
That's the Health Wellness Advisory Committee.
Yeah.
It's not a subcommittee.
It's not. It's an official committee just like yours, and it doesn't really have any subgroups.
Okay.
Yeah. But your committee is a lot different. You have a lot more assignments from the council, so I understand why subgroups might make sense.
How I've seen it is, like with committees that are specifically over different themes, they don't meet as often as the board, and they just report back when they meet as a summary level. This is what was discussed, and they have the minutes part of the board minutes in that meeting, and we call them the chair, because it really is a subcommittee of the board of directors. But we really have the chair of that subcommittee report to the rest of the board, which we're talking a level up from where I'm used to working. But because Ted would report back to the council, much like I would.
Yeah. I think the whole idea is to have this committee. You're an advisory committee to the council, so the subcommittees, if there's a trail subcommittee, I'm pointing to Kyle, and you come up with three recommendations from your subcommittee, that this committee should act on those, and those should be forwarded to the city council if you're all in agreement.
So just a verbiage thing to make it less like we're making layers, can we call them working groups?
You could call them anything you want. Yeah.
Because as far as like a working group would actually have actionable, like it's an action rather than we're just this.
It might create less confusion if you don't call them subcommittees.
I like your term a lot better, working group.
That was when I was getting the feedback from Wendy about not creating the quorum, I was like, of the subcommittee, where I was like, what if we just call it a working group? I didn't understand what the quorum piece was.
Right.
But yeah, so I've had the same thought.
Because if there's really in-depth issues, and Kyle and I and Ted are working and really trying to work out those, I mean, that really describes the purpose.
Yeah.
So.
It's great.
So on that discussion, consideration, establishment, we are not establishing a subcommittee for Travis.
Okay.
But we've got a working
group. But you got a working group. Gotcha.
The only rule really is you can only have three of you at a time. If you have a fourth committee member, you should be, someone needs to leave the room or you should be.
So
that's the only rule.
If you're okay with it, Chair, I'd like to just make a motion that we establish a working group for trails, and I'll even add on that we establish a working group for arts. It is separate, and then we can discuss the members of that said later. But
I'd suggest that we identify the members now, and then we can always change that. Any meeting we can change it, but then we have an expectation.
Do we need to identify the members or just say that there should be three?
Well, I think the first one we could say.
It's unclear on,
which one?
Okay.
Let's say a meeting, it gets thrown out, and then everybody on the committee is invited. How do we figure out who's, there you go.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Like,
and avoid creating the quorum.
Okay.
Right. It's all about that issue.
So
clarity.
I think we know. I mean,
so you're
can I get
Kyle
a show of hand of who's interested in being in that working group?
Which one?
Trails.
Four trails.
Well, you're Kyle.
No, but if you're interested,
I'll
the three of you would be better because I don't actually use that trail. So.
What trail do you use?
Big Cottonwood Canyon, Little Cottonwood. You know.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. No, it's yours.
And I just
we'll be there.
Three trails so that I can create a conflict with ARCS, right?
Okay. Well, or to
create a
quorum.
Or create a quorum.
Yeah.
I'll do ARCS. I'll hang out with our kids, We hang out in the D-Wing and take pictures.
I don't think I'd be opposed to having someone with working groups at the same time. I mean.
Well, that'd be too many.
But yeah,
okay. So, and who are the names then with the arts?
It sounds like it's me and Dallas.
I'll volunteer to help, but
I'm.
And then do you want the people that are currently
that's part of the job.
Working on things?
I think if they're not members of the committee, then that can be, in my opinion, that can just be flexible. We don't have to formally identify them.
What's our next meeting?
Our next meeting is the third Wednesday.
Is that tomorrow?
That would be my photo.
And then
tomorrow the third. Okay.
So what we're saying is we should make a motion to establish the trails working group with Ted, Kyle, and Peter as formal members on the committee.
Okay,
that's a motion.
Uh-huh. So I second it. Right. So I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Can I second my own second?
No.
I didn't think so. So.
You don't need to second a second. Though,
okay.
So.
Sorry.
But you're okay.
Okay. All in favor?
What am I?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Any opposed? All right, we only have two on the arts though, right, for now? Okay, and what about the subcommittee or working group for the entire board?
No.
Are you talking about item eight? Yeah.
That's just when the working groups would report back.
Oh, that's the, after you guys have met. I get it.
Okay. How often would you like that to be?
Frankly, I would. My preference would be if you're meeting.
I would say every time.
Every time you meet, the next one.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you're meeting every 3 months you report back.
Okay.
And because we're the full advisory board, anything that goes to the council, I think we'd probably want to ratify it here.
So then whoever's on that, make sure that it's on the agenda for this meeting.
So let's just have that there.
Did your motion include the arts working group? Or just the trails?
No, I just did the trails to make it very easy.
Got it.
We still only have two on the arts.
Yeah.
I don't.
That's okay.
Yeah, I almost think, I thought it was good when Camille was going to be like the arts working group chair, and then she's got her committee out in the community. I mean, otherwise you get too many people that are still on this committee, and then it's like, why not just everybody discuss it? But
okay,
that's my opinion.
I would still like to keep those people who are very interested to commit the citizens and Alice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because you have really good people that want
to
do it.
Because those citizens, but they don't need to be mentioned in the motion, just the representatives from this.
Well, and I think for trails, there are others in the community that we probably tap on and just...
Tap on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Tap into it.
Go.
Tap it in.
We just
tap it. Just have a hypothetical so I understand. So if the art working group would very much like to make a recommendation for an activity in December that's already sort of on the books, the fire buckets and the Santa and the tree lighting and all that. What would the trail, what would the path to success be on that? How would
so I think you'd have a plan with a budget that would coincide with what was proposed. And this is, I mean, if we were following process, right, and you'd say this is going to cost this much, this is what the event would look like. Would this board support it? I mean, it'd be pretty clear.
And it first comes here, and the next time we meet is in September. So, right? And then then that group would also need to go to City Council, and at any point I could just talk about what it is.
I don't think a working group should go to Council.
A working group.
A working group reports to this body.
But if we decide to do an event, would we need City Council's approval on that?
If it's
the same as
well, we talked about that event before, about the like the Hallmark event type thing. We talked about that, and I didn't think that that was ever approved, was it? Linda, was that?
Ken said he didn't know that there was an appetite for it with the council in discussion. Is that
which event are we talking about? I'm sorry.
The anniversary event,
the Christmas
in December.
Yeah. Really? There really wasn't? Because that was such a cool event.
This is why I feel like kind of we wrote it in, where it gives you opportunity to go in front of the council and say what you
need. I thought it was in, once a year.
So I do have a question about that. So actually, you know, when you do have city council, could just a resident go before the city council and propose to do that? That's what you should
every
do.
Every meeting.
Actually, that's
it's citizen comment period.
Yeah. That's what they could say, that they propose that.
I can't say we've had an in-depth conversation about this.
I think that the council is looking for the tap, huh?
Uh-huh.
To vet ideas and make a clear recommendation to the council. And that if a resident or whomever were to come directly with an idea to council that really ought to be discussed here, then as a council member, I would say, love that idea to be discussed at
CAP.
Okay, and is there a time when I was thinking last meeting that one of those reports was to city council like once a year? to say this is what you can count on us for.
Yeah, in January or February, this committee ought to have a plan.
This
The whole committee should have a plan. It should be presented to the city council.
This stuff feeds into that.
And you can also have, as part of your plan, you can include recommendations that are not approved yet. But you can say, look, we think we should have a winter event, and we think this is what we ought to do, and this is how much it would cost, and you can make that proposal.
That's a good event.
It's a little hard to make one-off proposals, maybe that's what you're getting at,
Ted, but... Well, given that it's that little window before January and February,
Is it too late to do it this year, do you think?
Well...
Oh,
it depends on what it is, True. I think it probably is getting too late.
When do you
the council spent they spent a lot of money on Liberty Fest, so I don't know what they're. I don't know. It's not a purely financial decision. I
Well, we could always propose
a little bit of a momentum decision too. People are asking about, hey, what about that?
Mm-hmm. There's nothing that would prevent you guys though from making a proposal now
in September
for this year still if you want to.
And there was definitely a consciousness that there was a limited budget for it when we were talking about ideas for it in the previous meetings. So
there's a budget consideration, there's a staff capacity to staff events consideration.
I mean, there's no question that everybody loved the event.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really not No, it's pushing against the idea because it was a great event.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we did discuss the staffing level at the council meeting about that. So.
Should we knock out the...
Can I ask a quick question, though? Because something you said made me need some clarification. In my mind, our events still are discussed and decided in this group.
Mm-hmm.
Arts to me was something separate than events, and you were saying, oh, so if my committee wants to propose this winter event, I'm saying I don't know that that comes from your working group.
It could.
Arts.
I think it
can. I suggest that it does come from your working group, it just comes from your working group and is discussed here.
Okay.
As a working group to the TAP.
But I can see where it could make it, because art seems more like the arts, like painting and
our murals and our statues and the things that you talked about, the veterans.
As an advisory board member here, that's where, I mean, we really talk about events generally here anyway.
Okay.
What if it comes, like, the day of service or the trails day that happens in the spring, we as a subcommittee can make this committee aware, hey, this is something that we should consider as an event.
Mm-hmm.
This is our mini recommendation, but it really would be considered here.
Okay.
And Camille, for what it's worth, do that. Let's bring ideas to this group. Let's like really think creatively. Like I would love you to take from this, heck yeah.
We're
gonna tap into the future.
Whenever
you're ready.
No,
I don't want you to feel like, they threw a wet blanket.
Do we need to wait till September's meeting?
We'd like to
propose something in January, February to City Council, but I need to get it started at this committee so we'll be ready for that. The thing in December is just putting a little bit, not more expense, but just a little more of a, not an anniversary, but a sustainable theme that could go on year after year and a little tradition. So it's just the same place, same time, with the trees, lighting.
It was fun.
Here's the idea.
Do you want to tell us more for a couple, for a few sentences?
I want to give credit to our Amy
Ambler.
I guess it was years ago, North Salt Lake had families who would volunteer to decorate the trees. And I know our trees are really fragile right now, so I was very protective of our trees. But they had a small budget and they could actually decorate the trees, and so you'd invite call for entries, seven different families, individuals, whatever, and then they would have time to decorate those trees so that when you go to light the tree, then you've got these cool things to walk around and actually see the decorations of them. Does anybody remember those days here?
Which tree? Oh, the City Hall?
They were named at City Hall. But
this would have been before my time.
At the old
City Hall. At the old City Hall. Must have been the old. So knowing that we're being protective of those trees because it's taken several years to take, I wondered if the budget would allow for actually putting up artificial trees in those, you know, to protect those trees, but you'd still have like six or seven trees decorated with these themes, and you'd have the buckets of fire, and you'd have Santa, and you'd have food trucks, and you'd call it, we haven't gotten that far.
Festivus.
Well, I like that we still tune into it being the anniversary of the city, like a Winterfest.
Winterfest. Anniversary.
We have Liberty Fest, why not Winterfest? Yeah, that's kind of staying along that same thing.
Now we could put it on the agenda for next time, and we have a sense of it. We can think about it, and maybe
you
bring a budget, and if you need help trying to figure out what that budget is, and then we can talk.
Okay, yeah, this is really off the cuff, but I want to at least put it out there that December has an idea, but we'll definitely be ready for January, February with a full year of, let's see, who was just talking about this? Kyle was just talking about this, about educating people, or actually Peter might have been educating people about why the rocks are there, what's going on with that trail. So we've got a whole education art thing going on for 24 and 25. It's pretty exciting. History. Sorry, that was a silly sentence. But, it starts with education, gets into history, and then you can just
we do a motion on the arts subcommittee, arts working group? I'm training myself.
Do we dare? I failed last time so badly.
You did. You got a redemption time.
I did fail. I'll do it better.
Redeem yourself here.
Okay. I make a motion to approve discussion and consideration of establishment of a working group for arts. All in favor?
We need to identify the...
Oh, the people in it? Excuse me. With committee members, or group members, maybe? Dallas and Camille. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay. And for your clarification, the people that are still on it, they're just in the working group. But we are the...
For the representatives from this board to that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're mostly a working group, so you can work with citizens or interested parties or state employees who are over trails, whoever you want to work with, you're free to do that as long as you've got four members of this group.
TED Talk, are you going to hit the slide?
Here's a brief item. In our last council meeting, we talked about the Eaglewood Village Detention Pond, right? This is that funky little pond in the quarter of Eaglewood Village, which has loads of potential. Part of the issue is it's filled with Phragmites. Did I say it right?
Remind me where it is. Is that the one?
No, what is it?
Where you don't see it.
It's a public city.
We should have had this on the slide. Yeah.
Okay. If you happen to have the KC Moore's plan, that'd be great. A few years ago, the city got a bid to do a pretty comprehensive update to that pond, and it was very expensive. Do you remember how much it was, Ken?
It was about $600,000.
I don't know that reference.
Is the one with Harriman?
I think the concept at that time was possibly fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway, so that it was just too steep budget wise, especially while the city is working to prioritize improvements to Hatch Park. So the city has a relationship with KC Moore, a contractor, and he put together this plan for a much more reasonable $75,000. And I don't know, David or Ken, if you want to take a few, like 1 minute, and say this is what you're looking at. But the council is supportive of this direction.
Where's north?
Much better.
North.
Yeah, so what happens here, if you imagine, this is the parking lot. So this kind of goes down into a hole, but if you're standing up here, you'd be at the top looking down into the pond. And so this, today, this hillside has a completely dilapidated ramp that goes in a V shape down to the water. It has a floating dock out there. All that gets removed. It has a lot of phragmite growth here. That'll get removed. We do sort of an informal pathway. We do a rock retaining wall, 3 foot retaining wall here. We do a permanent boulder dike out into the pond. People can walk out here and fish. They can walk out and look, whatever they want to do out here. This is a concrete driveway that's in there for cleaning the pond. It is also an acceptable ADA ramp. So this is where we would have ADA access, which was one of the things we were struggling with before. We'll have some stairs, formal railroad tie stairs down into the area, and we'll re-landscape and because the grass, the weeds are kind of taking over. But that whole area gets treated with new landscaping. Now on the east or the west side and the north side and on this side, we're not doing any treatment. Those areas are really steep, and we don't want to encourage the public to kind of tromp through there because it'll erode. People can fall in. Teenagers will want to fall in, but we're just doing public access there on the south side.
It looks like an amenity for the
people. Thanks, Ken. And a closing word on this. If you hear people talk about government waste, that ain't North Salt Lake. North Salt Lake is a place and a staff that is looking out for efficiency. And this is an example of that.
And safety, because phragmite doesn't sound good.
Well, they always burn it out west, you know, like when
we try to burn it.
Okay, so as you're going up the ridge,
you can't.
Thank you. That's where I thought it was, but I was like, I swear the apartments run right up to the hill.
So right, you can see that. This will come out. This is where the dock ended up. It'll come out, and all the frag light gets removed. And this is the ADA.
How current is that picture?
Here's where the trail.
The frag mine did get removed 4 years ago when we did that. I mean, that stuff is just so. If people ever complain to you about that, like these guys have done a really good job, and it's just very invasive.
So
it'll take more work to keep it out.
So public parking, they would use that parking lot.
Yeah, there's
reserve stalls.
There's some reserve stalls right here for the city.
Okay.
By agreement, and they have signs on them that say for the park.
And do we have residents that actually use them?
Uh-huh. We have.
Or I'm talking to residents of the apartments.
They use our parking spaces?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably, but.
I'm just thinking about.
We may have that conflict when we fix it up.
Right.
And then it gets more popular.
Right now, it's not
a
real.
Right.
Not many people use it.
And there's also a user trail. Right, it goes up.
Well, you come down that
wild
trail
rose.
If you Wild yeah, Rose comes down
it,
to the bottom.
That's the latest extension
trail
of
right
Wild
there,
Rose.
Right there, you can see
that's
that.
Official.
So
right
that's
here.
Official.
Yes.
Yeah, official.
I wasn't sure if it was
this
official.
Like,
we need to.
Yes, really we had a ribbon right cutting and everything.
Yes, we did.
We need to do something different
there. That
too,
was really fun.
People park there. I wish we blocked that. Like,
so that's a priority of the council.
Yeah.
That we all, as a staff, we need to work on a good entrance or exit to the trail because it's not very good right now.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it goes clear to Wild Rose. It's a great hike, by the way.
Yeah, I'm aware of the upper part. I thought this was just user.
This is you can go clear to Wild Rose.
I know it's on Trail Forks, but
yeah, that's cool. I've come down it.
Yeah, I come down it. I don't really go up it.
On the bike, I go down it.
It needs trees.
So, Madam Chair,
that's pretty hot.
Is that part of our committee?
We need trees.
End of
irrigation.
Closer.
Dump it on trees.
This is going right by the shed. They need to cut it and have it tied.
And that's a pond, which is a more public spot. Because, yeah, it doesn't end right.
Because then it would never be blocked up.
I've been to the upper lower.
I agree.
So that's it for me.
Thank you, Ted.
I don't know who needs to hear it, but we're proposing that we could extend that trail to the pond as priority number two. Oh,
yeah, why not?
That's a good idea. That's a
great idea. You end at the pond instead of at those terrible stairs.
Yeah, exactly. Tie it to the
break your leg.
Because right now it ends in the back of the apartments.
I've been there.
Private, so tie it into the city.
I think that's a good working group issue.
That actually is a good point.
That could come through this plan. That would be a great recommendation.
I think we just bypassed the working group and it.
That we extend the trail. I have, this is the first time.
That would make sense. And that's
fine too.
No, I know. And I think that's fine too.
But there's nothing that says you have to take things to your working group.
They don't even have, right.
If it's something that can be handled here.
Right. I agree.
Ted, we like the idea of just taking this right to recommendation of continuing the trail to the pond.
Yep, I'm writing it down.
But I have a follow-up.
Yeah, go
ahead. So should we?
I have a follow-up, which is, signage or wayfinding to this pond for people that might like to find it but don't know it's there. What recommendation can we make?
Is that part of the town center?
Yeah.
Sure it is.
Yeah,
sure
so there's already signage designed for that.
People in other spaces are going to be sad.
So when we do this project, we'll post, we'll announce it. Linda will do a social media blog. We'll have a ribbon cutting.
And one of the things I think you could do too is have a trailhead, and it shows the map of where this goes. We have at other areas.
It's a good idea.
That is part of the
So the city did complete a wayfinding signage plan for the town center.
Absolutely.
And so we need to get those. We need to fund that plan.
Yeah, they need to be.
It's going to cost a lot of money, but we need to get those. We need to get those signs that include maps and things installed in the town center.
And then this may be a subcommittee thing, but just so that you guys
a working group,
thank you, is that we can actually request from Trail Forks and all of those apps that we actually have an account that we can control what information is actually on those trails.
Oh,
that's what. Yeah. So the official descriptions, we can say, hey, we're the government entity. And so we'd like to make sure the description matches what we would like to have there. So,
okay.
There's a few different apps that we can do that with.
Okay.
So to get that recommended to the city council, do we have to make a motion, or do we just said it and you wrote it down and we're good?
Yeah, I think you wrote it down.
Yes. I don't think everything has to be motioned, but I'll take it and I will, and it's also kind of in the staff world too, if you all have thoughts on the timing of this or if there are other considerations, but I will relay it.
What is the current timing on this for that was proposed last week?
He said he's going to have it done by the
that contractor at the September 19th meeting.
So
and then he said the work can be done between now and November 1st.
So by next spring for sure.
Oh yeah, no, it'll be done before the end.
Yeah, I think that.
Which I thought was awesome.
That trail, do we need, so what we run into with the Wild Rose extensions and stuff like that is Forest Service land. Extending that piece, whose land is that?
Oh,
and can we just get the mountain biking team to just go with some shovels and boom, now we've at least connected. We won't have the trailhead signs yet, but.
We will have to work with the landowner, which is the HOA for Eaglewood Village for the Lofts Apartments.
Okay.
So, but we'll do that. We have a relationship with them, and we have an easement over the property generally, but we'll have to adjust that a little.
I'd imagine they'll appreciate rather than dumping off in their parking lot, we're tying it into the city.
Yeah, so they own the hillside? What's that?
They own the hillside?
They do.
So I've got, there's two due outs. One is I will report this to council, and two, the Ken or somebody from staff will work with HOA, and I will report back. I don't know if it'll be next meeting or not, but I will keep that on my list to report back to this group.
And would that be something, like, because if you're talking budget on that trail piece, for example, really, we've got 100 kids that we can put to work for free.
Well, I would want to make sure that they have good direction.
Yes.
Staff,
but yeah, the idea being that we don't need to get a contract and have somebody out there with the backhoe, and like, we can do it a lot.
Sounds like he wants a job.
And we want to make it for
and if you want to see a user built, hand built trail, example, North Canyon. That was all done by the kids, basically, all the way up and down that road on both sides. So as long as they have good direction, and you know, so.
Because do they still need hours, or they still?
They always need hours.
Yeah, I knew they had to have some.
If we can do it before the end of October, that would be fantastic. Because
we'll work on that.
Does the city have day of service? Things that they're gonna have available this year? Will it be on like the city website or?
We're just providing the projects, and it's going through the neighborhoods work okay. stakes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still included in Bountiful.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm gonna share, you know, whatever that they'd like us to. So.
I don't have anything for 10. For let's go to the photo contest Dallas. Mm-hmm. First of all, excellent social media presence on the for Linda for that. Make sure you share it on your pages and things. Have you had any entries yet for those?
I hadn't checked.
Okay.
I wasn't gonna bother until.
That's okay. I just wondered September. If you had any. Yeah. What do you need from us?
Just to be there at this point. I mean, do we still have any like water bottles or anything from old events we could use?
No.
Not water bottles, but bottled water.
Mm-hmm. I wondered if, as I've looked at other people, other cities and other groups' photo contests, sometimes they have like a cash prize. You know, we offer the sheer privilege of having their pictures hung in City Hall. I'm just wondering, yeah, do we give gift cards? Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
I was thinking.
I think okay. they get both, don't they? Is that, we done
well,
both?
The first place
that's
winners
great,
get the
I just wondered
the
if
print
we
and then mm-hmm. then a gift card. I was thinking okay. about the gift cards this year. Of it was, I have to look at my first place got the most, you know. Then down, I was thinking first place would actually get the same as second place because they also get the print. That was just my thought on that. Is
mm-hmm. are you having a guest photographer?
Oh yeah, he sent his bio this afternoon.
Okay.
With the picture, I just emailed that to you.
Okay.
Derek Israelson.
Oh, cool.
So you know who
he's
he is.
A North Salt Lake resident too, isn't he?
Former head coach of the mountain biking team.
Isn't he a North Salt Lake person?
So there's a bio of what type of photography he does and everything.
Yeah.
So are you expecting the same kind of format as last year?
Mm-hmm.
He does a presentation and then give awards.
I left it open for him. I was like, you know, just you're telling him what to do, inspiring him to be better photographers, giving them hints and tricks and all that. So pretty much the same format.
It's on
the
on that, does he do photography with a regular camera, right? But can he also do tips on people with their iPhones, do you think?
I could.
Will you ask him if he'll
do
that? Because
yeah.
I think so many people use their iPhones that I think it'd be helpful if maybe he could do that for some people. Yeah. Some people actually just use their iPhones nowadays for pictures.
Would there be an interest in like some little breakout, you know? Something like that, like
I mean, I don't want to
tips on iPhone,
do,
or you know, if there's
that's really kind of
that's shooting in RAW, or you know, whatever. I don't know, and maybe that's down the road, but
if it's at City Hall, we've got the little work meeting.
Yeah, I mean, you could. do some other little workshops along with it or something.
Also, could I, with your artwork that you have going, could you make me a flyer?
Uh-huh.
Like a printout, and I was going to put some of these in it.
Sure, do you want like 8.5 by 11, just regular sheet flyers? Okay.
Oh, that's nice to have.
That would be great if actually if everybody, I'm happy to print them at City Hall if you'd all love to take them.
I'll take them around, yeah. Okay.
Pepper, send it to you as well.
We could take them like,
Throw them out to your neighborhood, places
like maybe Maverick, Chevron, a couple of those places where people go.
Yeah. You know, I already talked to the,
maybe five by seven
teacher at
would be better.
The school I was at.
Well, it doesn't. I think to have them show up at all in a window, in a store window, we'd want them at least 8.5 by 11.
Not to give out, but to put them places. Yeah, that's
I can do both. I mean, if you want to hand out little ones.
That'd be great.
I think the schools would be a good place to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was saying I talked to one of the photography teachers.
Oh, good.
Your social media posts have been great, though.
And yeah, but not
so
everybody's on that. Yeah.
On the flyer that you're making, would you CC? I'd like to hand out some too. Sounds like Tammy might too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Jeff would like to.
Jeff looks like he
would. You can just CC the
committee. Why are you volunteering me for what?
No, just, if we get flyers out for things.
Well, and. Do you need anything else then? Do you want any kind of treats? Do you want anybody to help you with that? Or do you want to?
Oh, yeah, we did donuts.
Did they donate them last time or did
they
buy them?
They did, we purchased
them. Yeah, they give us a better price, though, if you tell them what we're there for.
I don't know.
Did you do JJ's donuts?
They gave us a city.
Yeah.
Was it yours? Or the one right?
I don't know.
Halloween, they gave us a pretty good price.
But,
love supporting them.
Yeah.
That or Lee's.
And Lee's, yeah. Lee's does a good job, too.
Get them on Monday so we can get the maple bars for Super Cheap.
So are you wanting swag, like, for the attendees or for the honorable mentions? Or, I mean, who? When you were asking about water bottles.
Oh, no, it's
just like bottled water.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like
there
might be some downstairs. I have some left over from some of the things.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do we still have some, cases? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is on September 20th.
Yep. And then everything's due on the 8th.
So did you see what you spent last time and see what you have? So you should probably...
Yeah, I don't... That's...
Yeah,
my
just so you know what we do.
Yeah.
We do pretty good on budget on all of our items, I think. So just in the essence of time, let's just... we'll table North Salt Lake... North Salt Lake Reads is actually in 2024.
Yeah, we're not
That's
doing
right.
that
yeah.
this year.
Nope. And Halloween will be okay to wait.
No. I'd like to just start putting stuff. So if we can just take just a couple minutes, if that's okay.
No,
just
we cannot.
Just
tabling it. Yes, we can.
Bill, you're the chair. Then you can call me or something.
It was fine. I didn't realize you want to be it for your social media.
As people are planning things.
Oh, man. You know what? We probably should because we decided we were going to do something different. Or not different.
Yeah,
because
if we don't meet until September, then this is just a few weeks after that. So, sorry.
Okay. No, that's totally fine. Let's for sure get the date.
Last time we did.
It's the 28th.
Uh-huh. Wanted to make sure we had that. So, October 28th. And we're still doing in the morning.
There's right there.
Yeah. 9
o'clock. Across the board.
9 to 10:30 is what we did before.
Is it at Hatch Park again?
Yeah, let's do it at Hatch Park.
Are you doing a run, a fun run?
I didn't think we were going to. Did we want to?
Didn't we last year?
No. Well, we did kind of a walk around and we did. I think it went well last time. Well, it was kind of like a walk and everybody got something at their booths. And honestly, we had so many little kids that I think it was great because they got something at each little station. I thought it was too. So I don't want to speak for everybody, but if anybody had any ideas of anything different, let me know.
I mean, it's easy from my perspective, if you're just going to do the same type of event this year, then I can just
Did
change
anybody
the
have
date and time.
Anything they wanted to do differently?
Great music.
Kyle? Kyle?
If we say we're basically doing basically the same thing, but we maybe wanted to tweak a few details, I don't think we're going to run the boat.
I think it went well.
Okay.
Let's
Sounds
do that.
Good. So it's a Halloween
same thing.
Spectacular.
Promote the 3K.
No.
Yeah, let's not do that. It will just be a lap around the... like we did before, and we'll just have stations where they pick up treats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a registration to this one?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
Yes, you'll need to register, Peter.
Did we do?
No, they just
Halloween spectacular is what we call it.
We got rid of the trailer. Like five different
do we? They got is there a costume contest?
We did costume. We didn't do a contest.
Okay.
And we picked up Crossy Ranch. I went and got a bunch of. They gave us pumpkins, and they could pick. They could get pumpkins.
Oh, that's right.
Kids, yeah.
Kids did like that.
Yeah, we did a lot. They had tons, and they let us pick those up.
Did we utilize the YCC City Council last year?
Yes, we did.
Because I know that they're always willing to help.
And the big balloons.
Our big.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Yes.
That should,
we
that
up
should
the
be at every event.
North Salt Lake blow up thing.
We sold it.
No, you didn't.
South Salt Lake thing.
I know how much that thing was, and we're supposed to use that at every event. So can I put that on your calendar, whoever?
Spooktacular.
The 28th.
It's
not at night, it's in the morning.
At the city center on the 20th of September?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Anytime we have an event, it might be fun to even.
So, October 28th, if we can get that in the morning. And then the bathroom is open and everything at Hatch Park. And we had that little. That really nice guy opened up the door for me there so we could use. He had some tables we could use that were in there.
Is it John Young?
Is he an older guy? A little bit
John
older.
Young,
no.
He was nice.
Oh,
he
Brett.
Me. Okay, he
Brett.
Was nice. Yeah, he
yes.
helped me with some tables so that we could put those on the different stations.
Well, see, who's the
like
older
of you guys?
Who's the older guy that's nice?
Maybe I don't remember. I don't,
no.
Oh my gosh, and that is totally on record. I'm so sorry. I forget that all this is recorded. Anyway, you're all nice. Not older, because I'm the older one. Anything else you need? Is that okay?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I apologize for
you don't need
going
to apologize.
Against the chair.
I'm sorry. You went against the chair.
I'm just like,
it's just
no,
me.
That will be only a few
no,
weeks.
No, I'm glad
so.
You did. I just, you know how it is. I just hate to keep you so late, because
well,
everybody's
too late
busy.
To come back around, so just passing this off.
Were we going to do this, or are we going to do it the next time?
I think we can do it. I don't think there's a lot of edits.
I don't have, okay. All right.
We can treat it as a living document. We could approve it. If there's interest, we could approve it today, and then we could change it if we need to.
Well, we have to change the name. That's the one thing for sure.
I have a couple questions, but I don't think they're big. Yes,
okay.
So.
All right.
All right.
If
there were two
minutes.
Questions,
have
2 minutes.
Just
okay.
Kidding. Go ahead. What do you have, Mel?
Aside from name change, how long are your assignments? How long are your appointments? I thought our appointments.
Oh, I was going to ask that same thing.
I thought there were 4 years as well.
I think there are two, unless they ask you to be on there again.
So this is a good question.
I just come here until you kick me out.
Did you look at
one? One thing I noticed is that two has an advantage of nesting with a four-year council term.
Is it 2 years?
Right, so three is out of phase with a four.
I knew they were staggered, but I was thinking that.
Look at the okay, so that's in section 3. Question.
So section 4.
Okay.
We just need to make sure we edit the agenda so that there's a citizen comment period. I think that's all. Just to put that.
Where are you at?
Section 4.
Uh huh.
Just talking about meetings will follow the approved agenda. Each meeting will include a citizen comment period.
It's a different section 4.
Where are you?
He's in Article 5.
Oh, sorry, I'm in Article 4.
Okay.
4, section.
So let's see.
Article 4, section 4.
Sorry.
Four.
Order
okay.
of business. Each meeting will include a citizen comment period.
Wow, we've never had that.
We started adding it to.
Well, we can open it up right now.
So it's also the state legislature is going to require this of all official.
Okay.
Huh.
That's great.
So we should just put it on the agenda. Yeah.
I wonder if we want to include treasurer because 6 months ago or something, you guys appointed Dallas as the treasurer.
Yeah.
And here we just have officer duties of chair and vice chair. And I think maybe we want to include treasurer.
Yeah, who are officer duties on?
That is under Article 5, officers.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I definitely had a question about
5, section 2. Okay, it's how to get things on the agenda. So the meeting agenda shall be set by the board chair, board members, and staff.
Are you in a different article?
Yeah.
No, 5.
Article
4.
Six. Article 6?
Article 4, section 2.
Oh, I did it wrong. You're right.
Article 6,
Article 4, section 2. Notice of meetings.
Okay.
And so it says, any board member, including non-voting members, may ask the chair to place items on the agenda for consideration. The chair is only required to place it if there are two board members that have submitted it in writing. So can one person get an agenda item, or is it only required if there's two board members?
So as I get it.
It's the chair's prerogative.
Yeah.
Unless there's two.
There's two.
Unless
board.
There's two. Yeah.
So if she doesn't like what you're saying, just get another board member.
Well,
wow. Better be nice to
you. Yeah, wield that.
Wield that
power.
I didn't know I had such power.
We get together and throw eggs at her house.
And then our section, our article 4, section 4 already does include a citizen comment period.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Right, that's the one that I was.
Yeah, that's what he was talking
about. We just
about.
Need to add the agenda.
To the agenda, because we haven't been adding it.
To the agenda. No. I gotcha. Yeah. Okay. And then chair determines the agenda. I guess I got the Article 6A. Again, it just restates that two board members may also place an agenda item, but it needs to be written. And we also need to make an estimate of time, so maybe.
Yep.
Hits the alarm.
Okay.
And then you just submit the agenda item and say this needs to be talked
about
for 10 minutes or 5 minutes or.
I just always say.
Okay, and then we've just never set it up, but we have that capability of doing electronic meetings. And that's all I have.
When I started, we were Zoom.
Yeah, it was horrible.
So. For my questions, Article 4, Section, or Article 5, Section 1, it's just the annual election of chair, vice chair, with it being in January, and I'm wondering if it makes sense to do it July 1st to June 30th.
To align with the fiscal
calendar. And then that way... That January, the chair's first order of business will actually, if we do it this way, would be to present to council, which I think it should happen in at least in January, if not a little more, but just so that it's not, to me, it makes sense to do it fiscal year.
Well, what another reason in support of that is that I think that the council appointments would happen around the start of the calendar year, right?
Yes, so I was going to say the opposite. So because from a former city recorder perspective,
right.
So all of the appointments for planning commission, all those terms,
January.
We moved them all to January.
Oh, okay.
So just because it was really hard to keep track of which
just
boards were needed to be replaced then.
No, that's a great.
So just for Wendy's.
That's great reasoning.
Yeah.
So that's
there's just a lot of appointments.
To leave it as it is.
Yeah, to leave it as is so that the new board members get appointed and then their first order of business is to elect a chair, vice chair, and treasurer. Okay, that's fine. And then whoever's that chair gets to present for you.
Speaking of treasurer, though, Dallas, will you just look at that, take that paper home? Can you have that copy?
Yeah.
And just maybe look at the budget items and kind of give everybody a budget of the upcoming events, like what we can have for the Halloween and things, just of what we have and what we spent so far.
Go by last year and probably.
So is this just last year's or is this?
It's from 2018 on.
Yeah, she's got quite a few years.
To current, yeah.
We have quite a bit.
We've been through a different.
Yeah.
Should we wrap up the
bylaws?
Well, oh, hang on. I was just giving him to that because I didn't want him to take that home with him. We're not ending. I just wanted him to have that paper that she brought. Sorry. I went off topic.
No, you're good.
Okay. And do you have any more? I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize.
No. I mean, I think that's it. I had the same question about the establishing of the electronic. Oh, yeah. The very last one is Article 5 voting. Just don't know why it's there. Each board member shall be entitled to only one vote upon each matter. Do we really think someone will submit two votes?
I don't think so.
Contrary to
what are we voting? Each
vote. I disagree. Yes, I do too.
Is that what that's saying, just so that, yeah, I don't get two votes?
Yes. Okay. She says you just get one.
It's very parliamentary, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So what did we decide about the 1, 2, 3 year appointments? Did we figure that one out?
David was going to go and look at
that.
It looks like they're all 2 year appointments.
Okay.
Unless they ask you to stay on.
You line them up so they were with who the elected official was. I swear that that's how they got lined up.
They're staggered, but they're all 2 years.
Yeah, I think that they're staggered.
They're not with the official who appointed them, if that's what you're saying. Oh, it didn't have anything to do with that, no. It was just that we did all the new appointments.
So the way these... Yeah, what happens is when the council first forms a committee, they'll stagger the terms. But then they may say, okay, after the first group that was staggered, the terms will be 2 years or
right.
3 years.
Yeah.
And then they'll stay staggered, if that makes sense to you. So.
So do we need to specify the terms on December 31st?
Well, they're all different.
Oh, so even the months are different. Because I was going to say, I think I was appointed in April.
Yeah, what happens?
But even if you were appointed in May, it's because we were late putting it on. Yeah,
right.
It should have been in January.
That's why I say, do we...
Right. It goes to
the
December.
Terms are January 1st to
yeah.
December 31st of the...
Yeah, regardless of your appointment
year.
Date, they all
right.
end at the end of a year.
Right. Cool.
I just have several little grammatical things. But
any
I don't
major
have any.
That would change the language?
You want to just send them to David?
Yeah, is David the one that did them? Yeah, and one of them, like we go Article 5, 6, and then 6 again. Amendments
okay.
should be 7. But.
Cool.
So is this the first time this board has had a
bylaws?
Mm-hmm. Just been doing whatever.
You've been winging it.
Just been doing whatever.
Yeah, Camille, what was your problem? You were supposed to do it last time you were in church. I'm teasing you because
we were supposed to have
because I think you had asked about it back then, and it was just one of those hard things.
Thanks for whipping us into shape, Camille. Okay, all right, so we'll make those changes, I guess, and then get them approved. Okay. I don't think we have any. And you're okay with the Halloween stuff. You got that all taken care of, right, Linda?
Yep.
We're good with that. Okay, then I will make a motion to adjourn until Tuesday, September 26th, for our next meeting at 6 o'clock.
Madam Chair, can we make a motion on the bylaws?
Oh, I didn't think they were going to be approved yet until they were changed.
No, you can approve.
Oh,
with changes.
I'm sorry. Maybe we need to make a motion to make a new chair.
All right, second that.
Second that? Thank you, Dallas.
Well, that was
I'm not offended. It's fine. Okay, I will make a motion.
Well, we may
to...
have to if you get elected.
Well, that is true. That is true. I will make a motion then to approve. Let me just go up here. To approve the bylaws for the Parks, Trails, Arts, and Recreation Advisory Board.
As amended.
Oh, as amended. Okay, as amended.
And I will second that.
Thank you, Dallas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay.
And in your defense, it's not that obvious. I think that the idea that, hey, we ought to bring the changes back and see them is a reasonable thing. So, but don't worry about it. But it's also pretty common, like when you discuss changes and it was pretty clear everybody agreed to them, that you could just say, as we amended. Kind of like with minutes. So you didn't know that, so it's all good.
Oh, thank you.
If you felt the desire, we could read them and accept them as the bylaws.
I don't feel the desire.
Next meeting, so.
No, I think everybody probably wants to go home, right?
No, I've been excited to be here.
Well, no, it's fun, but.
And how about it?
David, what do you feel?
We close the meeting.
We already agreed.
Madam Chair, I move that we adjourn for the.
We did.
Okay, you seconded.
I seconded.
Well, he cut you off.
Oh.
He cut you off. So I move that we adjourn.
I second it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who knows anything?